Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Lee Auto Malls, and listeners like you. In today's audio diary, we'll hear from Jackie Belknap from Damariscotta. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I have three sons, and had always wanted a daughter. So we had originally thought about adopting from China. She was 4 and a half when she came to live with us, full of energy, just a live girl. But she had an inner strength to her that was infectious. My daughter Lindsay was in the 7th grade when she was diagnosed with bone cancer. She died in what would have been her 8th grade year. The students met with the composer to tell them about Lindsay, how she liked to dance, that she played the flute, and that she was 12 when she died. She was adopted from China. They incorporated all of their thoughts and wrote Lindsay's Dance. Sort of hear in the music all of the things that she liked to do. She was there 3 or 4 days a week studying ballet, loved it. It was her way, she said, of expressing herself and not having to deal with the stress of life. And then you hear it sort of stops. The flutes drop out. The bells ring 12 times, one for each year she lived. It gradually speeds up again a little bit, and then the dancing comes back as they remember her energy, her as a person. And you can sort of see the kids healing. This recording is from the premiere on May 6th in 2011. I'm so impressed with these kids. They're 11 to 14 years old, junior high students, and they work really hard on this. They played their music to honor their friend. Not a tear was shed until the very last note. My name is Jackie Belknap. I live in Damariscotta. I work as a mental health professional in Augusta. And this is music that moves me to tears.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.